April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard on this Thursday night. We look ahead to Sunday, and I'm looking even past that because I'd rather take on the Chiefs than the Bengals in the Super Bowl. We'll get back to the phone lines and all that kind of stuff. And a couple of interesting things that came out today, including Avante Maddox back at practice. Elliot Shore Parks was there. He joins us now to tell us what he saw there and give us his thoughts on if Avante is going to play. Elliot, how you doing tonight?
What up, Joe? How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, and I mean, it's starting to feel Thursday's always that day. Like Wednesday and a Thursday, it starts to feel like we're close now. Are you there? Are you starting to feel like we're almost at kickoff now?
Yeah, I'm ready for this game to start. I mean, you know, as you mentioned, coming off the Giants game, Monday was fun to talk about the game. Tuesday, you know, you're still kind of talking about it. But as of now, like, I've made up my mind on who's going to win this game. I've broken it all down. I'm ready just to see how it plays out.
I am too, Elliot, and. So where are you on the matchup and the game? I mean, I would say this is obviously the toughest test they face all year, but I just keep coming back to the two advantages they should have. One, without question, is home field advantage, and that will, as long as the game is close, the crowd will be into it and raucous. And the other one is the quarterback advantage. Like, those two things feel like enough to me to swing what everywhere else seems even.
Yeah, you know, I think that with the 49ers, you're right. It's the toughest team they will have faced. It's the toughest matchup Sirianni will probably have since he became head coach of the Eagles. So I think when you hear all that, the natural inclination is to think, oh, well, the Niners must be better than the Eagles. But that's not the case. The Eagles are better than the Niners. It might be the toughest opponent they've faced, but it doesn't mean they're better. And it really doesn't even mean it has to be close. I mean, if you think about just compare the two rosters, right? The Eagles have the better offensive line. They have the better defensive line. They have the better quarterback. They have the better wide receivers. They have the better cornerbacks. I mean, the Niners in the middle of the field, the linebackers and safeties are probably better, definitely a linebacker. But safeties, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, you know, almost led the NFL in interceptions, or at least was close to it until he got hurt. So, you know, I look at this and I go, could the Niners win? Of course the Niners could win. Anything could happen. It's the NFC Championship. But ultimately, the Eagles have the advantage at all the important positions, and that starts in the trenches and the quarterback position. So, I don't even think it has to come down to home field advantage. I think they'd win this game in San Francisco, but the fact that it's in Philadelphia clearly is an advantage, and I think they're going to win the game.
Elliot, let's talk about style. I mean, just a few minutes ago, as you'd expect, it's WIP. Got a call saying they got established to run and run the ball early in the game. But I look at this, and the Niners don't allow anyone to run the ball, and they allow deep passes. I mean, what's your guess on how the Eagles come out? I mean, last week they got a big lead, so they kept running, but obviously they thought they could run the ball well on the Giants, and they could. I feel like the path this week might be take shots down the field with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
Yeah, so I'll give you what's probably the lame answer, but the right answer, and then I'll give you what I would do.
Okay.
The lame answer that's the right one is they're going to do whatever they think works best. Mm-hmm. As much as I've been saying, you know, throw the ball each week, throw the ball. They're a team that is willing to come out and run it if they think they have the matchup there. And if they think the matchup is throwing it, they'll come out and do that. So if, you know, if this was week seven, I think we could have a long debate about what's better for them to do. But ultimately, with one game, I think they do what got them to this game, and that's doing whatever the defense gives them. So in terms of whether they'll come out running or throwing, you know, I think that depends where they think they have the matchup. Now, I do think they want to try to hit downfield early to try to get a lead, because if they can get a lead on this team and you can make Brock Purdy drop back more, that's a good thing. The Niners, I believe they're like 17th in the league in big plays allowed, like that, you know, they've allowed the most, I should say. So the 17th most. So they're a team that has struggled to stop teams from getting down the field. And the Eagles are a team that has liked to jump on teams early. You think about A.J. Brown's big touchdown early against Pittsburgh, Devontae against Washington, Devontae against New York, right? They like to throw the ball down the field to get a lead early, and I think that's probably what they'll try to do on a Sunday.
Ellie, what worries you the most? The one thing I was thinking about, and I think it's something we talked about earlier this season, and I watched a video today. Manuel Acho put up a video of kind of like, you know, the Eagles are really good, but if there's one way to attack them, and he kind of went back to that play against the Packers when Watson ran that, kind of that crossing pattern, and then Blankenship took a bad angle, and he just ran past everybody.
Yeah.
And we know all these Niners guys are fast and strong, and then I remember we talked during the year about the Eagles and tackling. Like, I don't think any team's going to throw the ball over the Eagles' head. It's just they're too good and they're too sound and well-coached. But that, if I have one worry, it's that Debo or McCaffrey, one of those guys, takes a slant and they get through everybody, and all of a sudden it's a big play that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, the Eagles have been a good tackling team, I think, for the most part. You're right that when the defense has struggled, that has been the issue. You're also right that they're not going to get over the Eagles' head. I think at this point the defensive system is too sound to allow that. So yeah, they're going to keep the game in front of them. You know, they're going to hope that the defensive line can get to Purdy to the point where it's checkdowns, and you know, Debo and Brandon Ayuk aren't catching these passes, you know, 12 yards down the field and then running. So yeah, I really think it all begins with the defensive line, and then the linebackers are going to have to tackle well. Like, that's the key. I mean, if those two things happen, if they can get to Purdy and get him off his game early, and the linebackers tackle well, I mean, they could hold this offense to, you know, 17 or, you know, 13 points or something. Like, there's a real chance they could have a really good day as a defense. But it's going to begin with getting Purdy early and then making sure they can't, you know, these completions are short as opposed to more down the field.
Ellie, what's the vibe down there this week? I mean, we had this conversation last week, and you said you felt like they were the kind of normal, right? It was a normal week. But this is different. It just, I think we all realize, like, last week was like a lightweight coming in. This is a heavyweight battle. I mean, the Niners are a worthy opponent and a true number two seed to the Eagles one. What's the vibe down there? Do you sense it normal? Does it feel like a bigger week down there?
You know, I think the sense I get is they feel ready. They don't seem intimidated by the moment. You know, the vibe in the locker room feels the same. They're loose. They're joking around with the people they normally joke around with. You know, a lot of players are speaking at the podium this week, and the guys that are speaking there, you know, Fletcher, Jason Kelce, Brandon Graham, they've been here before. And I think it's a real advantage, not just for the players. I mean, you know, some of the staff has been this type of thing, just people that, you know, Howie's been in this situation. So I think they feel prepared. I think they feel ready. And I think coming off that big game against the Giants, I think they have their confidence back. So, you know, again, the Niners are going to have to play a really almost flawless game to beat this Eagles team. I really think the Eagles are going to come out and play their best game.
Elliot, what's your expectation for the crowd, the noise level? You know, Fletcher talked about it today. Kelce talked about it today. You were obviously there covering the NFC Championship game in 2018, right? January 2018 against the Vikings.
You know, I will say, Joe, quickly, I think we should all just call it the 2017 Championship game. Like, we know it took place in 2018. It was the 2017 season. It's a small thing of mine that I think
I'm
we all
with you on this.
Each other
well, we do,
just
right?
Call it 2017. Yeah,
I like that because it bleeds into the next year, and then you try to get it right.
Yeah.
All right, so you were there for the 2017 NFC Championship game here, not wherever it was actually in 2017. We all know what we're talking about. give me your thoughts on that night, how loud it was, the atmosphere, and what you expect this weekend.
Yeah, I expect it to be crazy there. You know, I do think in 2017 there was a kind of an expectation going into the game of like a looseness amongst the fans because they were underdogs. There was a confidence that they would do well, but I think it was mostly just a party, you know, celebrating the team. I do wonder if there'll be a little bit more of a nervous energy in the stadium this time around. They are favorites in the game. You know, they were favorites last week. This is not the underdog mentality as much as, you know, sometimes fans want to try to paint that they can use things as a chip on their shoulder. But, sure, it'll be loud. And, you know, I think a lead early is absolutely huge to keep the fans in it. And, you know, Nick talked today about how he really wants the fans to get loud when Purdy's on the field. And I think early on, that's going to happen. The question is, if the 49ers get ahead and there's frustration with Gannon's defense, how long that'll last.
Elliot, what's the latest on Avante? I saw you had a video at his locker today. He was at practice. What's your gut telling you? Is Avante Maddox ready, close to ready? What are you thinking here?
It looks to me like he's going to play. You know, we're only allowed in a portion of practice, but he was running around out there, looked good, talked to him at his locker, seemed in good spirits, you know, wasn't walking with a limp or didn't have, you know, wrap on his ankle or anything like that. In fact, if he wasn't injured, if you didn't know he was injured, I don't think anybody would have any idea watching him move and how he talked. So maybe they hold him for the Super Bowl just because, you know, they've been going with Reed at safety and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, obviously, at nickel. But I think he'll be active, and, you know, I think he'll play. And I think Chauncey will probably move back to safety.
Elliot, we're talking Elliot Shore Parks here as we get ready for the NFC Championship game. Last week, Jalen ran a little bit, and he certainly wasn't shy about getting hit, which made me feel good that he's feeling better, you know, the best he has in a while here. I think his legs could be a big part of this thing. What do you think about him running this week? Because the Niners have allowed some quarterbacks to run, and the Mariota did it. And then I just think about the way Hurts played last year, and one of the things he did well was, you know, when it was a tight window and he didn't trust what he was seeing, he took off and he ran and he converted first downs with his legs. And I wonder if we kind of see some of that this weekend against a great defense. Instead of maybe forcing it and throwing a pick, he picks up the first downs with his legs. Do you think we see more Jalen running this weekend?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, there's so much talk in this city about, well, the Eagles haven't played anybody. Gannon's defense hasn't beaten anyone. Well, you could say the same thing for the Niners. I mean, they've played slightly better quarterbacks, but you mentioned it. Mariota ran all over them. If I'm not mistaken, Justin Fields ran all over them. Like, they've had trouble with, you know, mobile quarterbacks this year. And you mentioned Jalen kind of tucking it and running it as opposed to taking chances. I think the key to this game is turnovers. If there were no turnovers in this game, I think the Eagles could win it by 10+. Like, I think the Eagles, in terms of just executing their offense versus the Niners' defense and vice versa, I think they're better. The only way this gets close is if the Eagles make mistakes. The Niners rely on people making mistakes, turning the ball over, the quarterback making a bad decision, fumbling it when he's running it. So I think you'll see Jalen move. I think you'll see him, you know, be the normal kind of, I don't want to say conservative because he takes chances down the field, but the normal smart quarterback he is with the ball. And yeah, I think he's going to have a good day against the Niners.
All right, Elliot, let's end with this. I don't know if you've given your opinion on this yet on all the Go Bird shows or anytime you were on WIP this week, but I brought it up tonight. Some people are afraid of this conversation because they just want to wait until Sunday at 7 o'clock. I'm not afraid of it. Who would you rather play in the Super Bowl? I would rather play the Chiefs. Burrow scares me more than Mahomes, and I think there's something awesome about the Eagles playing Andy Reid in Angelo's final weeks here at WIP that is just, it's too good to pass up. Who would you rather play?
Yeah, I mean, look, as two people that love football and love content, I don't think there's any question that the Chiefs would be the more exciting team. But I'll say this, I'll take it a step further, because I do agree with you. I think the Chiefs would be a better matchup for the Eagles also. I think they have a better chance to win it, but you know, I think this weekend it could be the end of Patrick Mahomes being the unquestioned best quarterback in the NFL. I think for the last few years, you know, there's always discussion about who the best quarterback is, but pretty much everyone will go, yeah, it's Mahomes, and then it's everyone else. I think that ends this weekend. If Burrow goes in and beats Mahomes and moves to 4-0 against him, you know, what argument is there for Mahomes to be better? If Jalen then beats Cincinnati the following week and wins a Super Bowl at 24 years old and does everything you need in a quarterback today, what argument is there really for Mahomes at that point over Hurts? They'd be tied in Super Bowls, right? So I think that after a kind of a three-year stretch where he frankly blew it, right, in terms of a chance to add to his Super Bowl and his legacy, I think this weekend could be the end of Mahomes as like the unquestioned best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think Burrow will take the crown, at least to the Super Bowl, and then maybe against Jalen Hurts that they battle for it. Elliot, I appreciate you hopping on. I'm sure I'll see you Sunday down at the link, and I can't wait for then, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon, man.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks. How about that? And I agree with him. If Joe Burrow goes into Kansas City and wins on Sunday, I do think, whether or not it's fair, I mean, you know, you could have your opinion the other way. I do think the way we talk about Patrick Mahomes as the unquestioned number one quarterback in the NFL, I think Elliot's right, it ends.